Good evening. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfhull. The change in the Illinois school funding formula is causing some uncertainty for those planning next year's budget. Last night, the United Township High School Board adopted a budget for the 2018-19 school year. Superintendent Jay Morrow says it calls for spending just over $22 million and includes money to pay for renovations that were completed during the last school year. The budget also includes a deficit of about $1.4 million. That's because Morrow and his staff don't have the final numbers calculated with the new formula. So the board may have to amend the budget later, since it has to be turned in by the end of the month.
You know, the school funding formula that changed, that was signed into law about a week and a half ago or so, really has us cautiously optimistic that that'll turn the budget around for school districts. We just need to see the final numbers, and we fully anticipate that we will likely have to do an amended budget because of new numbers.
Morrow doesn't expect to get the revenue figures from the state until next month at the earliest. A local company is working with mental health care providers, schools, and others to help prevent teenagers from committing suicide. Yesterday in Davenport, Mickle Communications and the Healthy Happy Families Foundation unveiled a traveling mural that's helping kids express their feelings. It's one part of a larger campaign called We All Have Stuff. Mickle says we can't wait for teens to open up and tell us they're depressed or that they think about killing themselves. Adults must broach the difficult subject, ask hard questions, and be prepared for their answers. One campaign goal is to give adults a mental health first aid kit.
And we want to talk about how anyone that comes in contact with kids knows some of the warning signs and knows how to respond if a child opens up to them about his or her feelings, because they need to know that what they're feeling is, it's all right to feel that way, but they don't have to stay in that dark spot.
We All Have Stuff is the title of a short video that's available to any school, class, or group to show teens and preteens. Iowa's insurance commissioner says he's now less optimistic about winning federal approval for a plan to stabilize the state's individual health insurance market. The state of Iowa submitted a stopgap plan to federal agencies last month. It would change the distribution of insurance subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. Iowa Insurance Commissioner Doug Omen told lawmakers today he was hoping to know by now whether this plan would be approved.
I am less optimistic today than I was 3 weeks ago, but I'm still hopeful that they will approve it, because if they don't, we will be in much worse shape next year.
Omen says the feds haven't rejected the proposal, so he's moving forward as if it's been approved. He says the stopgap plan will help thousands of Iowans keep their health insurance as premiums increase. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel.